Speaking on the state-owned television station, Sudan's information minister and government spokesperson Hamza Balul confirmed security forces arrested a number of top military officers and political leaders in Khartoum today that are believed to have orchestrated the failed coup attempt. He said all of the detained individuals are supporters of former President Omar al-Bashir and are being interrogated. Balul assured Sudanese citizens conditions are safe in the capital.
The situation is now under full control after the arrest of the military and civilian leaders of the failed coup attempt, who were captured in a Shejara military base in Khartoum, and they are now under investigation. The concerned authorities are on the search for the remaining individuals from the supporters of the former administration who participated in the failed coup attempt.
The information minister says all members of the transitional government, including the military, civilians, and the former armed opposition groups, are working in coordination to ensure that the situation in Sudan remains stable. He accused elements from the previous regime of trying to distract the transitional period in Sudan and cause havoc in the country. Balul says the government will continue to defend and protect the revolution through the support of its citizens and will not allow anyone to, in his word, spoil this journey.
We call upon the revolutionary forces, resistance committees, political and civilian forces, peace parties, professional bodies and unions, and all sectors of the Sudanese society to be vigilant and attentive to the continuous attempts which are aimed at aborting the December revolution.
Balul assured the Sudanese people that the transitional government is committed to implementing all of the reforms enshrined in the Juba peace deal. He said the interests of the Sudanese people will always remain the government's first priority.
We in the civilian government institutions assure you that we will not let go to waste the gains of the Sudanese people. Our people will be on the front lines to defend and protect the transition from the dark forces that are trying to steal the revolution of our people.
The main bridge linking Khartoum town to Omdurman has been blocked and heavy military deployment can be seen around the premises of the state-owned radio and television station in Omdurman. While some Sudanese citizens in Khartoum appear to be panicked by the failed coup attempt, most businesses and shopping centers remain open throughout the day. For VOA News, I'm Michael Latit in Khartoum.